common envelope shaping of planetary nebulae. IV. From Protoplanetary to Planetary Nebula, by Guillermo Garcia Segura et al. We present 2D hydrodynamical simulations of the transition of a protoplanetary nebula to a planetary nebula for central stars in binary systems that have undergone a common envelope event. After 1,000 years of magnetically driven dynamics, protoplanetary nebula phase, a line-driven stellar wind is introduced into the computational domain and the expansion of the nebula is simulated for another 10,000 years, including the effects of stellar photoionization. In this study we consider central stars with main sequence, final, masses of 1, 0.569, and 2.5, 0.677, together with a 0.6 Ma in sequence companion. Extremely bipolar, narrow-waisted protoplanetary nebulae result in bipolar planetary nebulae, while the rest of the shapes mainly evolve into elliptical planetary nebulae. The initial magnetic field's effects on the collimated structures, such as jets, tend to disappear in most of the cases, leaving behind the remnants of those features in only a few cases. Equatorial zones fragmented mainly by photoionization, 1 progenitors, result in backquote necklace structures made of cometary clumps aligned with the radiation field. On the other hand, fragmentation by photoionization and shocked wind, 2.5 progenitors, give rise to the formation of multiple clumps in the latitudinal direction, which remain within the lobes, close to the center, which are immersed and surrounded by hot shocked gas, not necessarily aligned with the radiation field. These results reveal that the fragmentation process has a dependence on the stellar mass progenitor. This fragmentation is made possible by the distribution of gas in the previous post-common envelope protoplanetary nebula as sculpted by the action of the jets. This was common envelope shaping of planetary nebulae. IV. From Protoplanetary to Planetary Nebula, by Guillermo Garcia Segura et al.